Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're also looking at the new landscape in Washington after the midterm elections. Two Native American women made history on Tuesday. Charisse Davids, a citizen of the Ho-Chunk Nation, and Deb Holland, a citizen of the Laguna Pueblo tribe, both won seats in the House of Representatives, becoming America's first ever Native American congresswoman. Deb Holland, representative-elect to New Mexico's 1st District, joins us from Albuquerque. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
Let's listen to a clip from the victory speech that you gave on Tuesday night in Albuquerque.
Growing up in my mother's Pueblo household and as a 35th generation New Mexican, I never imagined a world where I would be represented by someone who looks like me. Tonight, New Mexico, you are sending one of the very first Native American women to Congress.
Why do you think it has taken so long for a Native woman to be elected to Congress?
Well, first of all, it's not for lack of trying. There have been many Native women who have run, who have not won their seats for whatever various reasons. I felt like it was the right time to run. I have been working in politics here in New Mexico for close to 20 years, organizing, you know, getting folks out to the polls. And it takes long because it's hard. It's not an easy thing to do, right? You have to raise money. You have to assemble a team. You're working on your campaign, you know, 18 to 20 hours a day. It's just a difficult undertaking. And for a lot of women who have other obligations, I'm sure it's just a difficult undertaking. So I'm grateful that I was able to assemble a terrific team, that I have the family support to take this endeavor. And so, yes, I'm very happy with the result.
You know, you're joining us from New Mexico, where it's only been a matter of decades that Native people have had full suffrage there. What do you think it means for your Native constituents to see someone like you elected to Congress?
Right. So here in New Mexico, actually, Miguel Trujillo, he sued the state of New Mexico in 1948 for Indians' right to vote. Nonetheless, that was only 70 years ago. So we don't have as much practice, if you will, getting to the polls. But I think that it might be a turning point in our politics. We have a number of Native American representatives at the state legislature, which is really good. I hope to see that more Native women will step up and run for office. And I will be there to help them. You know, running for Congress, there was no Native woman in Congress that I could go to and say, help me.
Right.
Tell me what to do. How do I navigate this? I hope to be that person for Native women running in the future.
So what do you want to do when you get there? What's on your agenda?
I want to work on climate change. I want to fight climate change. I want to move New Mexico into a global renewable energy leader. We need a renewable energy revolution in this country, right? We have, 22 years before climate change is irreversible, but we're not going to wait that long. We have to start working on it right now.
What kind of hurdles do you think you're going to face? Because, as you know, the Democrats are going to take control of the House, but the Senate will still be in Republican hands. And, of course, the White House is still in Republican hands.
Yes, that shouldn't stop us from moving forward with our agenda. You know, the Democrats can work on a infrastructure plan that is very, very, very heavy on renewable energy. I mean, there's a lot of things we can do. The Affordable Care Act is still the law. We can make sure that we are ensuring that folks can take advantage of that. That, you know, right now the Republicans, they don't advertise open enrollment, for example. They don't, you know, they're trying to dismantle it piece by piece. And I think the Democrats can be there to absolutely protect existing laws and, you know, fight bad legislation when it comes up.
Do you want the tax cuts repealed?
I do.
Fully.
Yes. I mean, look, right now, the tax plan that was passed by the Republicans, it's not paying for itself. It's, you know, it's ballooning into almost $2 trillion deficit for our country. Imagine what we could have done with that money.
There were also some high-profile Democratic losses, though. President Trump said yesterday that he thought that it was a very good night for Republicans, too. What do you think that was part of the message?
He would say that. He would say that. But, you know, we won a number of governor's races. We flipped a number of state houses. Here in New Mexico, Democrats won up and down the ballot. Every single statewide seat is held by a Democrat. We won our judge seats. We did an excellent job here in New Mexico, and it was a good night for Democrats.
That is Deb Holland, who is the representative-elect to New Mexico's 1st District. Thank you so much, and congratulations again.
Thank you, too. Have a nice day.